flashing all around my country house. Thunder clashing, see where the fields line on our trees and our little dreams.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls Neighbors all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Open the lid.
Welcome back, everyone. I was recently informed that today is a very special day for two reasons. Reason one being that it's National Horror Movie Day, and reason two being that it's also National Boston Cream Pie Day. So it looks like today is shaping up to be both one of the scariest and creamiest days of the year. I thought that was way funnier when I wrote that at like 2
a.m. Give me some canned laughter.
That was good.
That was horrible. Okay. I'm Cosmo Calloway. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to Bad Vice. If you're looking for guidance, you've come to the wrong place. But while you're here, consider sticking around and listening to my friends and I as we try to solve people's greatest problems as quickly as possible. Simply put, this is the cheapest, worst therapy you will ever receive. And now for a really quick disclaimer that we feel obligated to read. If it wasn't obvious, I'm not a professional. Bad Vice is not a replacement for therapy. If you are battling with mental health problems, please consult a real doctor. Once again, if you are seriously unwell, get help and stop listening to student radio shows, please. Also, while all the language used in these stories is technically allowed by the FCC, this is definitely not a children's show, excuse me. So you've been warned. If you are a child listening to this show, don't tell your parents. With that out of the way, welcome to Bad Vice. Because we're only a week out from Halloween, today's theme is going to be about dating horror stories. These stories were all anonymously submitted through the Bad Vice form, which you can find on my Instagram at Cosmo Calloway. If you end up submitting something, just know that it's completely anonymous. No personal data is collected, not even an email address. And if you submit stories within the next hour, we'll read them on air. So do that. Welcome, everyone. That's it. Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
How are we doing?
So
I feel like you guys have now just become the official hosts of Bad Vice.
Oh, it's official.
De facto.
We'll
use for now.
Exactly. I have been on every one of your shows.
You have been. Yeah, Nick missed one.
Super three.
He was there in spirit, though, for
sure. For sure. Vicariously.
There was a guiding force, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
let's hear it.
I feel like before we get into this, I will say I kind of put out the submission a little bit late. So we only have...
How dare you?
I know. I'm
How
sorry.
Could you?
I'm sorry. Oh, guys, I try. But we only have like three stories. But they're big. They're long stories.
Okay, we can work with that.
So I thought maybe to start off, maybe we talk about like, I don't know, maybe personal dating horror stories or even better. Because that's scary and that's a lot to start off with. Do we remember our first dates?
Like Ooh. Ever in the... Ever?
Like ever in the history of our lifetimes.
That's...
I think so. I was, yes. I had just gone to like this like week long summer camp for basketball, but it was like pretty chill because it was the one week where like everyone's like basically the sponsor of this basketball team's parents could send their kid to the camp for free. So it was like super chill. I didn't play much basketball, but I did a lot of socializing. And there was this girl I thought maybe I kind of liked, and then she like, you know, we were texting back and forth, and a week later she like invited me out for coffee. And this is in Croatia too, mind you. So like coffee culture is huge. You know, everyone's always like out, just like, you know, sipping caffeine. And so we go there. I told my parents I was going to go play basketball because I was like, oh, well, it's just my friend from camp. Didn't specify the gym or anything. And then we get there and it was great. Like we like had coffee for like 2 hours, got a cappuccino. I forget what she had, but it was really nice, you know, good vibes.
Wait, what age is this?
Okay, this is like, I think going into like my summer, going into like ninth grade.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
so kind of like maybe a little like
that's average, a decent average. Date. I feel like that's a decent first date. That's
and then cute. In the end, the like I fly like, you know, the waiter over, or like, I don't know, I'm like, can I pay? You know, did a little like scribble motion, and then I open my wallet and I like hand him like my bill, and he's like, oh, this is too big, I don't have change. And I'm like, no, but I'm paying you, because I. So like the one thing I couldn't like screw up on is like, oh, I want to be nice. I want to pay like literally just coffee, not that bad, not that expensive. And then he's like, no. And then so then he had her pay, and then I just felt so bad. And I mean, like in the end, you know, it's probably not that deep. But I kept thinking about that. And then there was also like the awkward like, do we hug or like, do I dap you up as we leave? I feel that's a rite of passage. So yeah, I mean, nothing crazy, but you know, definitely some like lessons learned from that.
Yeah, fair enough. That's really sweet. I feel like that is. Out of all the things that could go wrong, like, relatively pretty good.
True.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's not horrible.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. I remember... You?
No, go ahead, please.
Okay, well, this is embarrassing to explain, so I was thinking about, like, my first date in prep for this, just, like, just for fun, and I... I did pregame the show in one sense, but I remembered that... My first date actually wasn't a solo date. My first date was a blind, like, group date. So we all went together because I think at this point it was in middle school. And so we were all horrified of showing any form of affection for each other, right?
Right.
And so I went with my good friend at the time, and his girlfriend came along, and my girlfriend came along as well. I don't know if you can even call it... Well, that's the thing. I don't know if you can call it that, although I do know I was... You know, not to flex, but we were the first to couple to hug in middle school.
Okay.
So it was pretty serious, you could say.
You're crazy.
I know. But so we decided the four of us would go to the LA County Fair. And we get there, and I very quickly realize that I am horrified, and I don't know like how to spend one-on-one time with somebody else, with my girlfriend in middle school. And so we spent my first hug. We spent the entire time there, just me and my friend Kyle, and then the two girls together. And so like when we'd go on roller coasters, it was like me and my friend Kyle going on them, and then those two girls going on them. And so, definitely not a successful first date. Not, I think a cappuccino would have been a better move.
Bring out the cappuccino.
Cappuccino. True words have never been spoken.
Nick's story was very adorable. I'm not going to lie.
I appreciate that.
Cosmo, your story was...
I know. I have some stuff to work on. We learn from our mistakes. Here. That is for sure.
I have like two first date stories. Because my first date ever in my lifetime ever was 7th grade.
Okay.
With my first boyfriend, in quotation marks, because, like, middle school relationships don't count.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to the middle school spirit party together, and then he put ice in his pants.
Oh,
so,
nice. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was definitely the end of that. But,
right.
I mean, his dad picked us up.
Okay.
Mm. So that's like pretty crazy for a middle school date.
Yeah,
I think so.
That sounds crazy. Anyway. That's an ick for sure.
Yeah,
putting ice in
it,
your
it
pants.
It really was. So shout out, like, Yoav though. He was crazy.
If you're listening right now.
Did you just slowly watch him melt, or did he like?
No, he was jumping around.
Oh no!
Imagine if I did.
At the spirit dance. Wow. That's
at the spirit dance. Yeah. Like, what are you
he
doing?
He had spirit.
Oh, yeah.
I think
he had
too much spirit.
We were cheering too hard for 7th grade. Like,
yeah.
A little too hard.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
That's so funny. Okay, yeah. Well, I feel like that's a great... This is a good transition into some stories. I feel like we have a really decent, solid first date.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a first date gone wrong. Mm-hmm. And then a date that I don't really know how to categorize.
Yeah,
it was just
on.
It was just so middle school.
It was so middle school. Okay, well, that's actually perfect because I haven't read any of these stories, by the way, but the first line that I opened up to is when I was like 14.
Oh.
So, I'm going to have... Anna, I feel like you should read this story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
From your middle school. I feel like that's a nice transition.
Okay. When I was like 14, I went to a family friend's bat mitzvah. I was in my prime, having the time of my life, when I saw this gorgeous girl. I walked over and asked her to dance with me. The DJ was killing it. The cha-cha slide was on full blast. Oh, can't go wrong with that. And so, after about an hour of dancing, I kissed her. A little later, we noticed our parents sitting together at a table, so we walked over. And I, bleep you not, my mom looks at me and goes, "Oh, good, you met your cousin Devin." Yep.
No.
I made out with my cousin. What is a 14-year-old supposed to do?
Oh, my God.
That could have gone many ways, and I never expected that one.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hey, keep it in the family. You know, that's real. What I say. It's, you know.
Family ties.
That's, wait, so he's never met his cousin before? I guess that's a semi-common thing.
Yeah, I feel like it is.
Maybe they're like second cousins. That's like technically legal.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that.
But should it be, like, should we?
Gray area.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like everything happens at a bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
I've been to so many. I'm not even Jewish. I've been to so many. Again, like my seventh grade year was just like bat mitzvah every weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I honestly think that may have been my peak. I think during bar mitzvah season, just going weekend after weekend to random bar mitzvahs, that was really fun. Yeah. I dipped so many wax hands. I think I had a crazy collection at one point.
That's crazy.
The constant Shirley Temples, too.
The Shirley Temples. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Did your guys' bar mitzvahs have, like, merch that they gave out? Like,
ooh, okay, yes. I'm actually so glad you asked this. They had, like, airbrush merch, a lot of them.
Oh, okay.
And so I remember I went to one, and I was, like, giggling with my friends, and we were like, what's the funniest thing we can have them write on this shirt? Because, like, they'll do it because they're, like, paid to do it or something. I don't know. We thought it was way funnier. And so I went up, and I asked for a shirt that said D1 Savage on it.
Oh.
Because I thought that was, like, so funny. And to this day in my closet, I have, like, an airbrushed, like, neon blue and black shirt that says D1 Savage.
You should wear it.
I think...
Pull it out.
I think, like, the fashion trends have, like, come full circle that I could wear it, like, unironically now.
No, I think so.
Yeah, unironically.
It would be so cool, right, guys?
Yeah,
like, right?
Yeah, no, for sure.
I'm behind it.
Every bar mitzvah I went to, they gave us like free hoodies after. I would low-key only go for them. And then I would be at school, everyone would be wearing the same same sweatshirt. Because we wore uniforms, so it was like the only way for us to express ourselves. But you knew who didn't get invited by who didn't wear the hoodie the week after. No, yeah, it was crazy. It was like popularity contest.
Yeah. That's so funny.
No, seventh graders are vile and evil.
This past Christmas, I did a Secret Santa with my friends, and I got gifted a Supreme yarmulke, which I didn't know Supreme had made those.
Oh, and it was authentic.
Then I looked closer,
they're being inclusive.
I thought they make crowbars, so I was like, I wouldn't put it past them to make a yarmulke. And then I looked closer, and it was actually this random 13-year-old's bar mitzvah from like 2014, and he like stitched a like Supreme logo onto it, which I honestly only made me like it more because this kid was like, he put so much effort into making it like Supreme.
No respect, it almost got you. I think if there's ever like a 2010s like culture exhibit at like some museum in 50 years, need that.
I gotta
like,
submit that.
Frame.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Do you still have it?
I do. I don't have it here on campus. It's back at my house. Maybe I need to bring that. I just like show up to like some Shabbat session, just like swagged out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Were you ever part of the Hype Beast era?
No.
No, hated that.
And I say that with pride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just
me too, guys.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Right? That would suck. That would be horrible.
I think you can get a pass because you like grew up in Los Angeles.
Maybe.
So.
It was bad. I spent an embarrassing amount of time waiting outside of the Supreme store.
No!
Like sometimes, not even to buy anything because a lot of the time it was just so expensive that like we just walk in and like look around and be like, and then they'd escort us out.
Yeah. The closest I've come to that is like past year, my friend came up to Boston for like a conference and we hung out like, you know, on the weekend. And so then we got food and we went to like Bodega, you know, but it's like, like a Bodega storefront.
The gentrified Bodega, that one?
Yeah. Well, wait, no.
Wait, is this the one that like the store's name is Bodega?
Right. But then on the front, it looks like a Bodega. Then you walk in and there's like a secret entrance that's like the actual store.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a Bodega. That's the front for the Bodega, the brand, you know, always reserved, I guess. But then like, that was like really my first time ever going in a Hypebeast store. And, like, when I tell you the prices were insane, like, you can get, like, socks for, like, under $80.
Yeah.
And so, like, I guess really first and last time, it was a fun experience, you know, like some cool articles of clothing, but it was also just like, this is just such like a weird niche, and I don't know how did we ever let this, like, you know, peak as it did, like, in 2017, 2018.
No, I see the vision, though. Like, I really do see the vision.
You're like, bring it back.
Bring it back. No. Like, I was never a hype beast, but I would love to see that again.
Okay. No. Here's the thing. Here's from my bird's eye view on this, I guess. And I honestly want to make a video essay on YouTube at some point about this. But it went from being, you know, a subculture type thing of, like, Supreme being a skate brand where they had, like, their own half pipe in their store, and it was super cool and like skater oriented,
yeah,
to then it becoming a mainstream thing and them just completely, I think they actually like sold their company entirely, but it was just one of those stories of something being I don't want to say grassroots, but like being very connected to a community and then being just completely perverted from it, to the point where if you go to certain stores now, like I've seen, like, I guess maybe that like bodega store that you're talking, yeah, about, sure, is a version of this where it's like, uh-huh, it is a store solely dedicated to hype. So they're only selling like the most expensive shoes and like box logo, yeah, Supreme stuff and whatever. I went into one of those stores and there was a Tesla like Roadster or a Tesla like ATV. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? No. What is the audience at this point? Like, yeah, you're just trying to sell the most like, yeah, hyped expensive things. I guess, yeah, that's the,
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's the worst put me of off.
Consumerism. I would be curious though, like real talk, you know, I know I'm Sunny Econ, I think you might be too. and I know you're in the internet, like his international econ class too.
No comment, no comment.
Let's into our academic studies here.
Marks you, I swear.
Like, someone needs to do a study on like the market of like hypebeast clothing, because it just defies all law of demand and supply.
Huh.
I'd be curious.
Yeah.
That's my final thought here.
Guys, please, this is horrible. Yeah. No.
Yes. No, it's, yes, scary. I don't know if you've seen, but on a lot of those websites now, mm-hmm, like, I don't know, Palace or like hyped up brands, mm-hmm, they even have like payment plans on their checkout stuff. Right, and I'm like, right, that's scary. That's, uh-huh, I mean, obviously, if you love something enough, like, I don't know, go for it. But like, don't. That's so stupid. Why, yeah, would you, yeah, mm-hmm, get on a payment plan for like a hoodie that's like $300? Like, don't, exactly, do that to yourself.
And they're like low-key ugly and bad quality.
Yeah. But you don't get it, it's hype. It's
I guess I'm not or
actually
him.
You bid for it, but then you don't get it because someone else bids higher.
Yeah.
Like on the sneakers tab, you know?
Yeah. I'm a firm believer in if you can buy a fake pair of something over a real one, like to do it, which I know is a hot take.
We know.
You're like, I can tell, actually.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I've bought fake shoes before, and I feel like the quality is not that different to justify a like 10 times price mark increase.
Right.
Maybe.
But there's also like, depending on what you're buying.
That's true. Like what?
I can't think of an example. Hold on. Don't put me on the spot, please. I'm just a girl.
No, that is true. That's so true. I mean, like, I don't, like leather products,
yeah, like
or something like that.
Like a leather bag. You can't have like the same quality as like, mm, a fake bag that you find like on, yeah, the street. It might look exactly the same, but it's not the same thing. Mm. I literally just said the same.
No, okay, that makes sense.
Wait,
it'll wear much faster too.
Yeah, like a Birkin bag. Those are crazy. Those, yeah, are those are like thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Fake Birkins do not compare to like a real Birkin bag.
Yeah.
I think they're made of like alligator leather.
Whoa.
I thought yours was like sheepskin.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Uh-huh. I mean, don't lie to this. That's the only,
yeah, Nick, what color is that? You see that over there, right?
Yeah, it's actually like an off-white. Yeah. No pun intended.
Guys. Anyway, but yeah, like, there's a very big disparity.
Sure.
Like, yeah. But it like, does depend on,
even
like,
in that
things
case, though, I think even if I did have the money to warrant a massive purchase like that, like, I don't know, maybe like a... like a $20,000 Rolex. If I could get that watch, if I had the money to do that.
You want that ice on your bracelet?
I wouldn't do that because, mm-hmm, I would be so afraid to like bang it around and like accidentally hit it into something that at that point I'd rather just buy like a $50 like fake watch, yeah, or something.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Fair point. Unless you're like actually going like scuba diving.
That's, yeah, true. I don't plan on scuba diving anytime soon. Actually, what are you doing after this?
Yeah, actually, glasses are done for the day. Interesting.
Have you ever scuba dived?
The closest that comes, I did snuba, which is not snorkeling, but, whoa, it's like you get a little floating oxygen thing. You go out like 100 feet from shore and then you stay down there, but there's like a pipe attached to your mouth.
Mm.
And then you can get like 10 minutes of like floating. It was awesome. I want to scuba dive.
Huh. I'm horrified.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I'm like genuinely horrified of scuba diving. I don't know why. I think the ocean just scares me, period. Yeah. Like if I can't see my feet, I don't want to be standing in that water.
Well, you have flippers on.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good point.
Why would you be standing in water?
No, you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. When you walk out far enough when you're at the beach, and it's like, I don't know, maybe neck level or something, that's scary to me because I can't see what's underneath me, and I am a little tiny child when it comes to that.
You were on a swim team in high school.
I was on the swim team. Yeah, but you can see the water. You can, like, see through the water. That's my point. It's more so about, like, not knowing what's underneath
the perception.
There's, like, a fear of the ocean or, like, big bodies of water. I don't know what it's called. I'm just saying.
Thalassophobia.
Oh, you know what it is.
He's like, I was dying.
I was waiting for
this. From a very young age. No. Yeah. It's not that. I can get over it when it counts. I did go, not scuba diving, but snorkeling.
Yeah, that's a good start.
And it was really cool, but the whole time I was like, it's right behind me, isn't it? Like, I always felt like there was something, like, right out of my peripheral vision that I couldn't see, and I don't know, that scares me. I need to get over it.
We'll face it at some point. Not to derail this too much, though. I do have a quick, like, brief scuba diving horror story.
Oh my god, please. Oh.
In 2002, my dad was going around the world. He was in Australia, the Great Barrier Reef. And so he hopped on and, like, went scuba diving because, like, you know, that's what you do when you're in Eastern Australia, that part of Australia. And they were super strict about the attendance because on the very same boat 2 weeks before, they didn't do a head count and they left 2 divers out there.
Whoa.
And this barrier reef, mind you, I think is, like, good 10, 15 miles from shore. So when you're out there, you're going to surface, your oxygen's up. And it was, like, it was a couple. And then you look at each other, there's no boat, and it's just ocean around you and nothing. So,
wait, did they get them, or did they just...
No, they died out there.
Oh, my God.
They were unaccounted for. And so then my dad went, they were very careful to, you know, count everyone.
That's a date horror story.
Yeah, exactly. So, not first date material at all, but just maybe to validate your fears.
Wait, yeah, okay, so...
Oh, my God. So you have, like, fake fears, and you have real fears.
Yeah. These are little baby fears. These are... I'll have you know, I was scared of the dark for a very long time. I was so scared that I would, like, run into my mom's room when I was younger.
Oh.
Like, at, like, 3 a.m., just at ungodly hours of the night, because I just, like, didn't want to sleep alone in the darkness. I was so scared.
They're coming.
I know. Yeah. Have I told you guys
about
this?
That is so adorable. Because
I feel like this is a good... No. This is one of the, I feel like, core stories for me where, like, I... want to do something similar when I, like, raise my own children. And here's what I mean by that. So I had this huge issue, like I mentioned, of just never being able to sleep in my room alone. And so I would just run out, and I couldn't even tell what time it was at this point. Like, I didn't know how to read time. I would just, like, look at it and I'd be like, yeah, that looks good. And then I'd run out of my room and, like, never, like, swan dive into my parents' bed.
There.
And I my parents started to get really frustrated, understandably, because I was waking them up super late. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, all right, cause if you don't go out of bed tonight, like, you sleep in your bed and you wait till at least, like, 6 a.m. And they showed me, like, on the clock, like, what 6 a.m. looks like. Mm-hmm. And they were like, then we'll go outside and we'll pick a Hot Wheel from the Hot Wheel tree.
Oh.
And I was like, the Hot Wheel tree? To which they responded, yes, the Hot Wheel tree. And so I became convinced for at least maybe, I want to say, 4 or 5 years of my life that we had a Hot Wheel tree that was growing outside. And it wasn't until, like, it came up into some family conversation where I was like, oh yeah, like, yeah, we can just get an extra one from the Hot Wheel tree. To which my dad was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, he ruined it.
And then my entire reality just came, like, crushing down on me. So
that was your Santa Claus.
That was my Santa Claus moment.
Wow.
That's for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's also a funny
guys,
thing.
Guys, Santa Claus does exist, though.
He does, yeah. What are you talking about? No. Wait, Nick, what? What do you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a truth, okay? Did you ever try nightlights, though? That was, like, I had the same issue a little bit, and, like, nightlights kind of just made me feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
I would sleep with the lights on. I'm not even...
Ooh,
I was
whoa,
crazy.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I'm insane.
Wow. Just fully on?
Well, okay, my room faced, like... guys, this was Mexico City, like... Okay.
And you can't...
My room faced, like, the city. Like, it was, like, there was so much light.
Okay.
And so, like, even if the lights were on, off, like, the light from... The light pollution was crazy, guys. But anyway. And my mom would just refuse to get curtains. She was like, no. So I would just sleep with the lights on because I was also afraid of, like, someone, like, looking into my window. And I thought for some reason that the lights would, like, prevent them from happening.
Yeah.
Even though it would make it more clear that, like... Huh. Anyway, I lived on the second floor. I just don't understand what my thought process was.
Serious.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Curtains are
cute. So wait, so you weren't like sleeping with your eyes open?
No, lights on, eyes closed.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That's how sleeping works, though.
Well,
eyes closed.
I say that because my grandpa was known to sleep with his eyes open every now and again, which I think is probably like the most horrifying thing ever.
Yeah. You must be in the deepest REM sleep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. You have to just be so, like, unaware. I aspire to reach that level of zen in my life. I can sleep with my eyes closed.
I don't know how you could even get to that.
One eye open when I'm sleeping, for real.
Yeah, oh my god.
Exactly.
Have you guys heard that song on TikTok where it's like, I-T-G-I-R-L. You know I am that girl. No?
No, that's...
All right, this is really embarrassing.
No, but sing it, please.
No, never mind.
We need some songs on this show.
It doesn't matter anymore. It's... Anyways, let's read the next story, guys. How about that?
Or what about a PSA?
Oh, yeah, let's do a PSA. You're so right.
Even better.
My apologies. Not to interrupt.
Can I just pick one, Nick, and then like...
Gotta keep the public informed.
Yeah, for sure.
The shorter ones are...
Someone's calling.
Someone's calling? Can you help me pick up the phone? Because I'm not entirely sure how to do this.
You're asking a lot of questions. Put a song on.
we're putting a song on?
Put your TikTok song on.
Okay. We'll be back shortly. We're gonna figure out how to pick up this phone call, and then... We will be back to you. Also, police sirens in the background.
I just had to control my son for like 5 minutes.
Okay, welcome back. That was
my fault, guys. Technical
that was something.
No big deal.
Yeah, wow, okay. Well, we learned how to pick up the phone. I will say...
You should have known.
I should have known. I think there were some technical difficulties on the line, so apologies for who called.
Our apologies for speaking about things we shouldn't speak.
I couldn't exactly hear what was said over the phone because, once again, technical difficulties. But I heard something about talking about Santa Claus on air.
And just to make it clear, like, Santa Claus is real.
He is real.
Yeah.
He is real. Yeah. I saw him last Christmas. He was really chill.
Wait, what was your strat?
Like, cookies, milk, what combo?
I don't want to reveal my... Okay. I think it's more fun to just, like, you have to experiment, figure it out yourself.
Sure.
You know, with that being said, though, we did happen to mention that, you know, kids shouldn't listen to this. But that's okay. Yeah, that sometimes it happens.
Not true.
You'll be in college soon enough. Don't
worry.
That's fine. That's fine.
Social media is crazy. They'll be exposed to it anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
But...
Okay. Let's see. What am I doing? What's happening? Oh, PSA. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
PSA, Tom.
My phone.
Nick, this is for you.
Is it?
Oh, and that's my phone.
It's actually mine.
Oh.
Here we go.
It's actually crazy that you would do that to me.
All right, so today we got a passenger texting while driving prevention PSA. And just to describe, the image is a early 2010s lady with a Pepsi texting on her smartphone. Oh, she has a whole keypad, though. That's impressive.
Appreciate the image description.
Nice.
Yeah, no, of course. So this message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO and Radio, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextrex.org. Cheers from your freeform friends.
Wow.
Amazing.
Good stuff.
Yeah. That was a great reading.
Don't text
Nick.
And drive.
No, seriously, though. It's like, yeah. That would be a dumb way to go.
Yeah. Use AirPlay or Apple Maps or. Wait.
What
am I saying? CarPlay. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. You said so many things.
Use Apple Maps. Yeah, that'll stop you from texting and driving.
For sure.
Okay. All right. Well, Nick, do you want to read the next one?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so I think we just did... oh, okay, fun fact. There actually is a few more now.
Oh, nice.
So there is this one, which I highlighted, or if you skip the one after that, you can do a different one.
Okay.
I don't know. Up to you.
Cool. All right, let's do it. I recently re-downloaded the dating apps, and I've been swiping on them like my life depends on it. A couple weeks ago, I matched with this guy, and he seemed great. We went for ice cream and really hit it off, so we continued to see each other. Over the last few weeks, we've gone to movies, drinks, and he even cooked me dinner at his apartment. I've been pretty excited about this because it feels like I finally met a good guy. So the other day, I was feeling nostalgic, and I went back to look at our first messages on Hinge. I immediately noticed that he had added a couple new pictures to his profile, which is totally fine because we were seeing each other casually and never discussed exclusivity. But then, to my shock and horror, in all caps, I noticed that he had changed all of his Hinge prompts to jokes that I made to him on our dates as if they were his.
What
do I do about this? He's literally using my original jokes to get other girls. And these aren't like basic jokes, they're all niche jokes that are very specific to me. Help.
She's like, these are niche jokes. I'm not like the other girls. No. These are really niche.
I completely understand that because I've had copycat people in my life and it really ruins you. It ruins you as a person.
Wait, you've had like the same thing?
Never, okay. Never this. That's okay. Actually insane. I'm so sorry.
That's like, I don't use this term lightly. That is like sociopath behavior,
yeah,
I feel
insane.
Like.
Yeah. It's insane. But like for me, it was just like this person I was really close to. And they literally started adopting every single one of my mannerisms. And I feel like I have a very specific way of speaking. They were speaking exactly like me. It was crazy. But maybe I'm like
weird.
Obsessed with myself. I don't know.
You're overthinking.
Guys.
No, that's insane though. I feel like, well, if anything, I think you need to take that in the best possible way, which is I'm hilarious and people want to be more like me.
Take it as a compliment, but also
run.
File a restraining order.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you have to. That's tough.
Fair. No, speak your mind. Speak your truth, Nick.
Yeah. Speak up.
Yeah, like I said before, imitation, greatest form of flattery. Always remember that, everyone. Apply to any situation. I think that said, you should also bring it up too. Like, I think this is like a theme last time, just lack of communication. Like, sure, you're not exclusive, but that would feel really weird. And they're your jokes, and if they're good enough, you know, they could take you somewhere. I don't think you can copyright them, though.
I was going to say, I think you should go on Hinge and report it as, like, copyright information.
Yeah, or, like, reply to each and every one of them and be like, you're actually crazy, you're insane, you're getting served with restraining order papers.
Yeah. Or, oh my god, ultimate idea, sorry, you guys are playing chess. No, you guys are playing checkers, I'm playing chess. I'm playing 3D chess, I don't know. You go on another date with this guy, and you proceed to tell him a series of new jokes, except, like, they're not funny, but you laugh after every one of them, because he already thinks you're funny, and so he'll laugh too.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he's like, oh my god, these are really good jokes, I'm gonna go add these to my Hinge, and he ends up, like, just making a fool out of himself.
Huh.
And that would so work, right, guys? Like, you guys agree with me, right? Like, that's so, right? No?
Justice served.
Next question.
Next question. Okay, we tried. That's, okay, I'm sorry. Just, like, on the whole, I feel like I would be, like, somebody's trying to steal my identity if that happened. If they just started doing all of my bits on Hinge, that'd freak me out.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Identity fraud is real.
But that just means that this person is the funniest person in the world. So, thanks. Congratulations. Yeah. You won. It literally.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's another message that was just sent for that one.
Oh.
Saying, no, I'm serious. These were all really niche jokes and were very specific to me.
Yeah. So also,
I hear you.
Yeah.
Valid.
So valid.
Your feelings are valid.
Just, yeah. But I feel like the issue at hand is that they're like taking your jokes, your very, very niche specific jokes, and like using them for Hinge. Like, I think you need to embarrass him in a horrible way.
Yeah.
Tell everyone. Mm-hmm. Post his Hinge profile on social media.
Oh yeah, at the very least, make a TikTok out of it.
Yeah,
you know, stir the pot.
Yeah,
maybe get some views out of it.
That'll get it going.
And then ultimately, you're able to capitalize off of your misfortune.
Off exactly, your niche. Exactly. Off also, your niche. You're so funny.
You are so funny. Oh my
shout
god.
Shout out to you.
Shout out anonymous story person.
If this dude's
person.
Like a big like 91.5 listener. He's very.
He's an off.
Right
he's banned
now.
From 91.5 FM.
Thanks.
All right. This is, I think, maybe the last story that we have.
Let's hear it.
Unless somebody decides to spontaneously send another story, which would be crazy, and you should so do that. okay. Here's this one. So a couple weeks ago, I met this guy who is objectively out of my league. Off to a great start. Your self-esteem is like really bomb. Nice job. Genuinely one of the hottest men I've ever seen. We met at a group dinner and ended up talking for a while, but I thought there was no chance in heck that he'd be interested in me. So you can understand my surprise when he asked me on a date. He told me to meet him at a very super fancy restaurant at 8 p.m., so I got all dressed up and was so excited. But when I got there, there was another guy sitting at the table with him. At first, I thought maybe they had run into each other or something, but no. He brought his friend on the date. It was still flirty and felt like a date, but the whole time there was just this other guy sitting with us. Do you think this was a date and he just brought his friend to vet me, or was I being friend-zoned?
Huh.
It's weird. It's hard to say because if it felt like a date, then it was... Oh!
Oh my gosh, the mic just fell off.
No.
What? Okay. Temporary.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep talking while you
yeah,
do
no,
that.
Yeah, no, go for it.
Yeah. But... Yeah, Cosmo's crazy. Can't take him anywhere.
Yeah, God. Nice. But, okay, we fixed it.
If it felt like a date, then it was a date. But the fact that he brought his friend is like just an indicator that you should not go on more dates with this person. Because that's weird as hell.
Yeah.
Sorry, heck.
Yeah. No, we can say hell. I don't know why.
Okay. H-E-double-H.
I self-censored.
I don't know. I think you got to check maybe, like, is he, like, monogamous? Or is he, like, does he, like, you know, like, polygamy?
Oh,
that's another variable.
Those are the real questions to be asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, you know, bring your girl next time, you know, maybe make it even more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yourself a Cosmo, like, duo situation, you know?
Oh, yeah, like the middle school one? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you just need to start on subsequent dates seeing how many people you can sneak into that restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
But also, don't continue to date this man. That was weird. That was a weird thing to do.
But how do you know it was a date then if he just brought someone along? Because it, like, she said to Yago, he asked me out, but maybe it was misinterpreted as just like, oh, let's hang, you're cool.
Are you sure it was another person? Like, what if it was like a parasitic twin?
What if you were,
you know how like people have like,
what if you're crazy?
What if it never happened?
What if it never happened? You're literally crazy.
It's all a figment of your imagination.
Sorry to gaslight you if you're listening.
My other question was, was the friend just sitting there, or was the friend adding in?
True.
Was it?
Good question.
Was the friend like maybe this person's translator? Like, was there more to it?
Interpreter.
Well, like they did have a conversation beforehand, and then after they went on a date, and the man brought this guy.
Another man.
I just love this line.
Maybe he was like trying to see if she was like. He was protecting his bro, you know?
He didn't want his bro to get his fifis hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love this line. It was still flirty and felt like a date, but the whole time there was just another guy sitting with us. It's like, that's quite awkward.
It was still flirty, though, like...
Yeah, I think another like way to look at it is, like, you know, like, did he feel like he wanted the second guy there? And was he engaging him, or was he really just, like, you know, maybe... Maybe it was like a really bad accident, you know, just like, you know, overbearing friend.
Facts.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe bring, yeah, I think Nick's right. Bring a friend next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make it awkward on other people. I think
bring your entire, like, if you live in a dorm, your entire floor. Just bring them.
I feel like that is the best way to combat awkwardness is just to make the other person feel more awkward. Yeah. And so I feel like, yeah, bring your whole suite.
Yeah.
Get the RA in there. Use some conflict mediation.
Exactly.
That'll work.
Bring your professor.
Yeah.
And the TAs.
The other, I mean, if you really wanted to just end it fast, you'd also just, instead of, you know, talking to the dude that you went there for, you start flirting with the other person.
Oh, yeah.
And then just really quickly, just turn the tables.
Make it a competition. That's actually seriously bizarre, though. What?
Do you guys have a... I'm trying to figure out... Is there a theme so far that we feel?
I feel like we've had, like, date theme, then mm-hmm. also scuba diving.
That's true. Yeah. Scuba diving did make a cameo really quick.
True.
With the 15 minutes that we have, why don't you guys say the craziest dates you've ever had?
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. The craziest dates we've ever had.
Just something weird happened.
Oh. I'm not going to go first, but I'm thinking.
You're thinking.
Mm. You know what?
Let him ponder.
Here's what we're going to do. I feel like we're going to do a little music fade, and when we come back, we're going to have these stories ready.
For sure.
I think. How do we feel about that?
Yeah.
Love that.
Enjoy the song. Yeah, I don't know what song it'll be.
Yeah, Anna, introduce the song. What is it?
Staying Alive, Tame Impala, The Beatles.
Yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. Those goosebumps every time, yeah. 713 through the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, sipping low key. I'm sipping low key in Onyx, find a rider. When I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Lil Mariah. When I take skit game wireless, throw a stack on the Bible. Never Snapchat or took Molly. She fall through plenty, her and all her guineas, yeah. We at the top floor, right there off Doheny, yeah. Oh no, I can't fuck with y'all. Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong. Yeah, saucin' in the city, don't get misinformed. Yeah, they gon' pull up on you. Brr, brr, brr. Yeah, we gon' do some things you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot stay. Or you can't go, or I don't know. Back the fuck up all me. Brr, brr, brr.
Swatching. Yeah, man. Swatching. Swatching me. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
wash my hair, 'cause I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touched, but maybe showers remind me of psycho humor. That's why I always feel like somebody's watching me.
That was beautiful.
The song's still going. It actually didn't cut out. Okay. Well, the music ended. I still haven't thought of one, so I'm convincing myself that by the time you guys finish explaining yours, it's going to be there in my head. Who wants to kick us off?
I think we do alphabetical order.
Okay.
Ooh, you got thrown under the bus there.
Okay, well, senior year of high school, I went on a date with my ex to the beach, and we were going to make a campfire in the beach, in the public beach, which is not allowed, like it's literally illegal, which obviously we didn't know. Anyway, we buy all the little materials, like, you know, we start a fire in the beach, and there was like, I don't know how to explain like the beach geography, but like there was like dry shrub very close. Like we were just not thinking about fire safety. Yeah. Don't do this, guys. If you're listening, don't do this. This was the dumbest thing I've ever
done
in my
Florida.
Life. Guys, I'm from Florida. Like Florida woman. But anyway, one of them caught fire. So we almost started like a beach fire. Like my ex was like able to like get the shrub and like throw it in the ocean, so we fixed that. But unbeknownst to us, that entire time there was a lifeguard tower, and a homeless man had been sleeping under it, and he like started talking to me because I was like close to the little thing, and he like had a little gun on his holster, like,
oh nice.
Like just out like that. Yeah. It's so Florida, guys. Yeah. By the way, I'm from Florida.
That's actually all. This was completely legal in Florida.
Yeah.
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 Actually, Fifth Amendment said it's okay.
And then the cops came because they saw a fire. So that was that was a crazy date, I would say.
Although they didn't come for the gun.
Came. They saw the fire and they were like, "That's our issue right there, not this random man with a gun." Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Priorities.
What about you, Nick? What do you got going on?
So like Anna, I was also a senior year of high school, and there was this girl I was kind of dating.
Wait, I'm sorry, you were kind of dating?
No, cause I was dating.
Okay.
But like, it wasn't like we were boyfriend girlfriend, you know.
Is it really you were going on dates with her?
Exclusively, yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot to unpack there.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Save that for next episode. Anyway. So basically, like, we kind of lived, like, relatively far away, and be, like, you know, 40, 45 minutes apart. So, and I didn't have my license yet, or, you know, like, my, I had a permit, not a license. So I took the train out to see her, and then she, like, picked me up in her car, and we went to a diner. And we had a really good meal. I had, like, breakfast for dinner. You know, I paid, of course, as you do on dates.
And, that's but
it wasn't the first
you.
Date, though. Of course. I'm forever going to make up for that first date. No. And so then we go to her house, and, like, we watch, like, a movie a little bit. And then it's, like, 10 p.m., so I'm like, oh, like, I'm, you know, ready to go back. So she's driving me. She's like, I'm going to drive back to the train station. But, mind you, a tropical storm was coming in. And this is, if anyone's in, like, the New York metro area, if you remember, like, early September 2021, crazy storm. Like, it was basically a hurricane level. And we were about to, like, not go, but I was like, you know, I kind of got to get home. Like, I'm not going to, like, stay over. Like, we're not that close yet. And then we're driving. And so, like, we're on the road. And it's, like, a good, like, 15-minute drive to the train station. And we're literally, like, swerving around fallen trees, going through, like, 2-feet-deep puddles. Not one other person out on the road besides some, like, emergency crews. And it's also, like, 10 p.m. at night. So it was really scary. And we had to, like, go an alternate way because some roads were, like, shut down because, like, power lines had fallen and everything. And it was like, insane. And then we went to the train station. We're like, okay, good, we made it. I can hop on the train and, like, you know, you go home, it's all gonna be good. And then after about an hour of waiting, it turns out the train, like, should have known, the train line is shut down too. So now I'm out here, and we can't go back to the house now because another road has been shut down, and there's no way to get back to the home. And we're in a parking lot of, like, a train station at 11 p.m. at night with a tropical storm coming in. The winds are still going, it's pouring rain, cats and dogs. And so the backup option was her friend lived near the train station, and her friend was on a college tour at that time. So it was quite literally an open crib. And her friend also, like, I feel
OC
like,
pull up.
Yeah, exactly. This is, like, a very, like, suburban thing to do, but, like, her friend, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, I don't know if you guys had this, had, like, an extra, like, key, like, under, hidden, like, kind of, like, under the porch or something, you know, for these types of, like, emergency
don't dox
situations.
Her.
No.
Yeah, she lives at.
Yeah, this was in Hawaii. No, so then, we continued to this friend's house, and then we unlocked it. Like, I've never met this friend before either. And then we literally had to sleep over in her friend's house, who I never met, and it was just super random. And also, like, this is like a storm that, you know, killed a couple people. Like, people lost power and stuff. Actually, there wasn't even power in the house when we woke up, because like it got cut off overnight. And then I finally went home in the morning, and it was all good. But like, you know, I guess long story short, kind of crazy.
That is kind of crazy. Wow. Well, I'm glad you made it out alive with that one.
Yeah.
No, that could have been a true date horror story. That could have been another, yeah, like, leaving two people in the water type thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we were close to getting, like, flooded, basically.
Well,
I'm so glad you made it out alive.
I'm also so glad. I'm sorry you had that experience, but I'm glad you said it, because that reminded me of one that I had.
Oh, perfect. Which ended up working out.
I know. Yeah. I didn't want to go home.
Cosmo does go
empty-handed. I do. So many. It's honestly hard. You lose track. I think the most date turned wrong that I've had was my high school photography teacher, who I loved. She's the sweetest person ever, and who we also just kind of caused hell in her life. We were just evil to her. This is a sidetrack really quick, but we used to do this thing where she was super old. We, I think, rudely looking back on it, used to make the joke that when the school day ended, she wouldn't leave. She would just, like, absorb back into the walls, because she was like a part of the school. She'd been there for so long. And oftentimes, like, when we went to the dark room to go develop stuff, as soon as she would flick the lights off, kids would, like, just get on the ground and start crawling around and, like, bump into her. And she would shriek. Anyways, we were so horrible to this teacher, and God bless her. She was so sweet. Anyways, in this class, we got assigned to do a outdoor photography assignment. And so naturally I was like, I'm going to use this as a fun little date opportunity. So I went out and I found this old merry-go-round. Mm-hmm. And me and this girl went there to start taking film photos. And it was for 10 minutes, really cute. And then it started to drizzle a little bit. And I'm like, oh, like, you know, it's like a fun drizzle. It's like those little, like, rainy movie scenes where whatever, you know, romantic in the rain. And then I'm like, huh, it's actually drizzling a little bit harder than I thought it would.
Yeah.
And it goes from within maybe 5 minutes, a drizzle, to like a full on downpour.
Oh.
And I get an alert on my phone that there has been a flash flood warning. And I've never seen one of these before. It was the first time I saw a flash flood warning on my phone.
In Southern California.
In Southern California. Yeah, I know. Wow. Right? But I'd never, like, it was very serious, and I was not expecting that. So I'm like, okay, like, yeah, we'll pick up the pace and, like, finish the photos and then walk home. But it quickly becomes apparent that there's no way we can do this, because my camera is starting to, like, not work, because it's just getting drenched with water. And so I start picking up the pace, and I'm like, all right, executive decision, like, we're going back to her house, because we're just like, we can't be out here. So we're walking, she lives there, and at this point, like, it's water up to my ankles, and I'm like just waiting. My shoes are just soaked, like my whole shirt is like drenched, and we're like running at this point, and now the water is like probably, I don't know, calf level. It's like actually flooding the streets. I've never seen it like that before. And we get back to her house, and of course her parents had left and they put the alarm on, and she didn't have a key, so we couldn't get into the house. So we're like frantically running around the back corner of the house, or back side of the house, to like try to go through an open screen door. And we finally get in, and as soon as we get in, her parents show up, and I was like, okay, well, this turned horrible. My photos are now destroyed, my clothes are soaking wet, and now I'm being kicked out of the house. And so
you're meeting the parents.
Exactly, and I'm meeting the parents soaking wet. So, nice. I don't know. I think that was my date turned wrong story that comes to mind. There's probably more, but anyways, okay, I've also come up with a theme for this episode. All right, here's what I'm thinking. You guys, let me know what you think.
Yeah.
Throughout the past three stories, whether it be accidentally kissing your cousin, or having somebody steal all of your funniest jokes and re-upload them as their own on Hinge, or having to have a surprise double date with somebody, my advice is, when you're going on a date, be your true, authentic self. You don't need to be another person. You don't need to be a friend sitting next to the person you're actually dating. Be your authentic self, even if you accidentally end up kissing your cousin. It happens, guys. It's a crazy world out there. And, you know, sometimes you learn after the fact. And then finally, because I want to give this person their show, yeah, your authentic self, and don't steal other people's jokes. And with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. This was Bad Vice. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned. We will see you next Monday. And Rivendell.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among